860-9783. Bill LeMay on Talk Radio 850. LeMay.
All right, let's try this again. And, you know, he's over on the other side of the country, so sometimes we get those bad connections. But I think it's worth taking the time, and I appreciate the fact that he was willing to kind of bear with us and get a clear line here. Zulfikar Rashid is joining us. He was born in Pakistan. He is a contributor to a lot of newspapers, and he's written extensively about his travels to Pakistan. And this is in regard to the story, and I was more or less filling in the folks, Zulfikar, about the CNN story and how a lot of these children are being exploited by, I guess, a criminal element. And I guess I never thought that this was something that people would do to kids. So is it true that gangs are forcing children to beg? And is it true that children are being abused and deformed in order to get more money? What's the background on this?
Unfortunately, Bill, both of these things are true. So people do abduct children at various ages so that they can put them to begging. It is an organized crime problem. And in some part of the world, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, it's more prevalent. And they do disfigure children. We have stories of children's legs being crushed, lead being poured into their eyes, their heads and limbs being bound very, very tightly with leather or metal so that they don't grow normally. So there's all kinds of horrific things that get done to these children so that when they go out to beg, they invoke more sympathy and get more money, which all of it goes, of course, to the gang leaders and to the criminals that exploit these children, men and women.
You know, what I found extraordinary in the CNN story in Bangladesh was that the father really couldn't get any kind of justice at all. Are the authorities, I assume they're aware of this, are they just reluctant to enforce the law or protect these kids? Why does this continue?
There are laws in all the countries. There are laws and there are punishments, defined punishments for people who exploit children. The problem is that it's such a prevalent issue in some countries, because it's a very vicious cycle. What drives this is poverty and lack of education. That's what drives this. So it's very difficult to break out of it. And then when tourists or even local people run into these kids or men and women and they give them money, we are just perpetuating that cycle, because there is no reason for them to go out. They take that money, they give it to those people that are running them, and it just continues. So the source to the break of this is we should give charity. Charity should be given to charitable institutions, legitimate charitable institutions that help children, that help the dispossessed, and give charity, give money to help educate children. The example that I gave you of the children's heads being bound in metal or in leather, that's particularly a horrific form of this practice, where the result is the child grows, but their head does not, and what they start looking like is a rat, and they are therefore called rat boy or rat children.
And you write about this in your book, the rat boys, and is it Carla Batty? I mean, probably.
Yeah, The Red Boys of Karalabad, it's a novel, but it's based on very true stories and facts of these practices.
Well, how prevalent is this? I mean, these rat boys, I mean, is it the exception or is it, is it widespread?
Well, the good thing, Bill, is that it's becoming more and more of the exception. However, there is still thousands of these kinds of children that are present. But the way that we are combating this is by exposing this, by talking about it, and therefore bringing more light to this issue.
Well, where do these kids come from, Zulfikar? Because it seemed in the CNN story I read, they had a family. Are they just abducted off the street, or are they abandoned? Who are they?
Yeah, that is what happens. Now, there's unfortunately, the other side of this thing is that there are certain shrines that originally were started and got established because of pious people, but over time turned into a business. And some of these shrines abduct children, or children are left there who are converted into these rat boys.
Well,
so if there is a, there is unfortunately a little bit of a religious angle to it also, but I say a little bit of a religious angle because it's not really part of religion. This is really a distortion and, again, exploitation of religion for personal gain by some group of people that only have their own interest at heart and nothing else.
Now, you touched on it, and it seems like really one of the solutions, or maybe the main source, or main solution might be the fact that tourists themselves stop giving money to children, these begging children. Would
yes,
that be the idea?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is that the one way that we can help prevent this? I mean, it's just an awful act on children. If you don't give the money, then they're not going to move through abducting kids and deforming them.
That's correct. So as hard as it may seem, because you know you can imagine this: you are on the street, you run into a child that, you know, dirt and dust in their hair, and, you know, grime on their face, in tatters, and maybe deformed a little bit. It's very, very difficult to not feel, for your heart to not go out to this child and do something for them. It's very difficult. But the more difficult thing is that when you do that, they don't benefit. There's nothing that they get from it. It just goes to somebody else. So, yes, the best thing is to not do that, but that does not mean to not be charitable.
Right.
Right? No. You just need to find the right charities, and there are plenty of non-government and government charities and organizations that truly do help these children and these families and these people.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have never heard of this, and I was appalled when I saw the story on CNN, and I want to get your book as well, The Rat Boys of Carlabad, and you can do that by going to your webpage, I assume?
Yes, you can either get that by going to ZulfikarRashid.com, or it is, of course, also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, etc.
Terrific. So it's available everywhere. That's wonderful. Well, Zulfikar, thank you for your time and your perspective on this. It's it's just an awful thing that people are doing to these kids, and so I hope... You know, we've made a little bit of a difference here. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You bet. Bye-bye.